Hello, everybody. Welcome into a special emergency edition of Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield sitting down in the big chair here on Thursday, August 30th, with a little bit of breaking news that I felt warranted hopping on the mic just for a couple of minutes to break down for you all. That is tight end Rob Gronkowski restructuring his contract. Gronkowski's contract status was something that I and others have been talking about as we were headed into this season. Wondered whether a lot of what we were hearing from Rob Gronkowski was going to be contract related. A new deal announced today, which we're going to get into ever so briefly. Reminder to follow me on Twitter at Mark Schofield. Check out the work at InsideThePylon.com, Pro Football Weekly, The Score, Matt Waldman's RSP, Rookie Scouting Portfolio. If they're covering football, chances are they've got me writing about it for them. But let's get into it here. I'm not going to take up too much time because we got a game in a couple of hours that I'm going to be hopping back on the mic for once that game is over. But the announcement coming out from Adam Schefter as well as Drew Rosenhaus, Robert Gronkowski's agent. Rob Gronkowski can now earn $1.1 million for a number of different incentive levels. Those incentive levels are in which there are four of 70 or more catches, 80% play time, 9 or more touchdown catches, or 1,085 receiving yards. If he makes three of those four, he boosts his salary $3.3 million. He can earn $1.1 million for each of those. So that's the new deal, the new restructure for Robert Gronkowski. What does it do for his cap number? Well, according to our great friend Miguel Benzon at PatsCap on Twitter, Rob Gronkowski's restructure lowers Miguel's Patriots salary cap number by $875,000 down to $8,655,000. There you go. That's the Patriots' current cap as a result of this structure. Miguel Benzon is going to be blogging about that over at Boston Sports Journal in a few minutes. But let's look at how this is going to work with at least respect to on the field. Because when you look at Gronkowski with respect to what he did last year, Gronkowski came extremely close to reaching these numbers. For example, as it says here, he can earn $1.1 million for 70 more catches. Last year, he had 69. He can earn $1.1 million for 80% play time. Last year, 79.3% play time. $1.1 million for 9 or more touchdowns. Last year, he had 8. And $1.1 million for 1,085 receiving yards. Last year, 1,084. And the way that technically does work under the CBA is that these will be structured, at least according to Miguel Benzon, our great friend over at PatsCap, as not likely to be earned incentives. But here's the catch. Remember, Rob Gronkowski came just short. Again, 69 catches, just under the 70, 79% play time, just under the 80, 8 touchdowns, just under the 9, and 184 receiving yards, just under the 185. That's what he did last year when he was suspended for a game. And so you do have to wonder with, for example, Julian Edelman out, Gronkowski perhaps not getting suspended this year. While these will be classified or considered as not likely to be earned, there's a good chance that he does earn those. But his base salary remains $8 million, and he still has 2 years left on his deal. So that's the news on Rob Gronkowski. All positive good things. Anytime you can get some incentives in there that, while technically going to be termed not likely to be earned, it does seem like they're going to put him in position, given how he performed last year, to get there. And let's not forget, the Patriots did this last year with Gronkowski. On May 23rd, 2017, they agreed to add $5.5 million in incentives to Gronkowski's contract for the 2017 league year. The incentive structure was as follows. $1.5 million for 70% play time, 60 catches, 80 yards, or 10 touchdowns. $3.5 million for 80% playtime and 70 receptions, 1,000 yards, or 12 touchdowns. And then $5.5 million for 90% playtime, 1,200 receiving yards, or all-pro honors. So this is something they've done before with Gronkowski. It looks like they're going to be doing it with him again this year and perhaps beyond. But the base salary remains the same. It lowers the Patriots' cap number just a smidge, as Miguel pointed out. But it gives Robert Gronkowski some more incentives in terms of dollars to perform on the field. That will do it for this quick little emergency edition of Locked On Patriots. Just wanted to hop on the mic ever so briefly, get you up to date. Patriots do play tonight. I will be back later tonight breaking it all down. And don't forget, I will be back tomorrow. Obviously, Saturday. Let's take a step back here. I'm getting ahead of myself. I will be back Saturday at some point during the day. Saturday is cutdown day. Rosters have to get trimmed down by that 4 p.m. Eastern deadline. I will be back sometime shortly thereafter, breaking it all down for you, talking about who was in, who was out, who they snuck onto the practice squad, and perhaps any other deals that the Patriots make, whether they sign somebody, trade somebody. Who knows what could happen? Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be here breaking it all down for you. Reminder also, Locked On Patriots podcast hotline, 240-670-6016. Call or text with your thoughts on anything Patriots related. And in addition, that Locked On Patriots Slack channel is up and running. Discussion going on right now about expectations for the 2018 season. If you want to be a part of the discussion over there, hit me up on Twitter at Mark Schofield or email me at Mark.Schofield@InsideThePylon.com. Again, Mark.Schofield@InsideThePylon.com for an invitation to the Locked On Patriots Slack chat. Again, I'll be back later tonight. Until then, keep it locked right here to me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.